The tour in Or HaChaim, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, brings down a Pirkei de Rav Elezer. It says, B'Rosh Chodesh Elul, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Alei Elai Ha'ara. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, Hashem told Moshe, come up to me to Har Sinai. She'oz Olo L'Kabal Luchos Achronos. That's when he went to accept the second Luchos. Ve'viru Shofar B'machne. And they blew a shofar in the camp. Moshe Olo L'Har. And that shofar told everybody, Moshe went up to the mountain, Shlo Yitu Od Achar Avodah Zarah, in order that they shouldn't make the same mistake that they made previously with the Egel Hazav, with the golden calf. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Nesala Ba'oso Shofar, Hashem was very satisfied with that shofar. Shenemar, Olo Elokim Bisrua. Lachain, Hiskinu Chazal Shiu Togen Barosh Chodesh Elol, B'chol Shana V'shana. Therefore, Chazal instituted that they should blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh El the whole of every year, v'chol haChodesh, and the whole month as well, kedei lahazir Yisrael shiasu tshuva, in order to warn the Jews that they should do tshuva. Shenemar, im yitaga shofar be'ir v'am lo yechradu. Because of this time, it says that that El became known as a time of Rachamim, of Yimei Tachnunim and Rachamim. Those 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur that Moshe spent on the mountain, and at the end of the time, it says that Hashem forgave the Jews with Ratzon, with the goodwill, and he said, Salachti Kidvarecha, and Yom Kippur was set as a day of Slicha V'chapara, and the whole 40 days is set as a day of Yimei Slichas and Tachanunim. So therefore, the Torah says, Yesh Mishim Mevarchin Lomra Slichas V'Tachanunim Shemarbim Lomra Slichas V'Tachanunim Mirosh Chodesh Elul Ve'Elach. Some people, they say Slichas and Tachanunim from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, and that is the custom among the Svardic Kihilas. It says that L'Rav Kohen Tzedek Minag Beis Yeshiva Slomer Slichas V'Tachnunim Ba'aseres Yimei Tshuva. It seems V'chein Amar Rav Amram Ba'aseres Yimei Tshuva Mashkimen L'Beis HaKnesses B'chol Yom. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, people wake up and go to shul early every day. U'maschil Shatz Ashrei V'Kaddish U'maschil Tachnunim U'masayim V'Anachnu Lo Neda V'Kaddish. Okay, so Rav Amram Gon, who lived about 1,000 years ago, he was the person who set, he wrote in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, he collected all of the tefillos of the two academies in Bavel, of Sura and Pumbedisa. Those were the big academies in the times of the Talmud, and afterwards in the times of the Gaonim, and he gathered, collected all the tefillos of those two academies, sent them to Spain. From Spain, they were dispersed to the entire world. And in there, he actually described and codified what the slichas were that they said. And in those times, they only said it during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The way he said it, which is the Torah brought down in short, is that they started with Ashrei. Everybody said Ashrei. And then the Shliach Tzibur would say Kaddish. After that, they would say Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka, just as we say, and they would say about 20 psukim after that. Then they would say Kel Melech Yoshev, which would be an introduction to the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of mercy. Now these Yud Gimel Midos are really the crux and the fulcrum of Slichas. As we see, after the first set of Yud Gimel Midos that they said, there would be three sets. They would say a set of psukim, and after that set of psukim, again the Yud Gimel Midos, and then another set, Yud Gimel Midos, and a third set, Yud Gimel Midos. And then they would say Vidui, and then they would say a few piyutim that we still say today, Ashamnu Mikol Am, and then Kel Chan Shemecha, and then Anenu Avinu Anenu, and then Mishana Lavram Avinu, Mache Umase, Machnise Rachamim. Then they would do Nefilos Apayim, and say Vanachnu Lo Neda, just as we say. Rav Amram Gon adds at the end that anybody who wishes to add any more psukim than originally said, or any more piyutim, they may. Now, over the course of the years, from the year 4650 to the year 5150, a course of 500 years, many, many piyutim were compiled. These piyutim were compiled by the leaders of the generation, the Gedolei Hadar, and needless to say that they were compiled with Ruach HaKodesh and with great Torah authority, and their holiness is quite great. So when we say the Slichas, there's a lot that's in those words. We'll go through the Slichas of the first night and explain them. Just a little bit more in the way of introduction. Over the course of those 500 years, many of these piyutim were compiled, and there were probably hundreds and hundreds. And out of those, it seems that there were two nuschos, two editions of slichas that came out that were the most popular. One is slichas of Litta, which is still popular in yeshivas, and the other, which is a little bit more widespread, known as Nusach Svart, or Slichas of Poland. The Slichas of the first night are the same according to both Nuschos. So these piyutim were added, just as Rav Amram Gon says that you may add piyutim, these piyutim were added. But it's still the same format. There is the introduction, the Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka. There's the first initial Kel Melech Yoshev with Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim. Added to that are piyutim, together with each set of psukim. Now, I think to many, when they read the slichas, they concentrate on the piyutim, and the psukim are said very quickly, or sometimes even skipped. The Sefer Chassidim mentions this phenomenon that happened even in his time, and he notes that the psukim are the main body of the slichas. The piyutim were added on, and they certainly should be said, as we said, they were written with great Torah authority, and there's a lot of holiness in every word. Each word should be said carefully, but the psukim should not be belittled, because this was really the original body of the slichas, was this set of psukim that was said in between each set of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Now, the construction of slichas, Levush notes something very interesting, is that we say Kaddish Tiskabel after slichas, which is Kaddish Tiskabel is something that is normally reserved only for after Shmona Esrei. We pray Tiskabel Tzulos Anavusim Dechol Beis Yisrael, that the prayers and supplications of all of Yisrael should be accepted to Hashem. That's the idea of Kaddish Tiskabel. So here we say Kaddish Tiskabel after slichas. So he notes that slichas really has a construction of a regular tefillah. The Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka and those psukim that we say in the beginning is in place of Psuka de Zimra that we say that always has to precede Shmona Esrei. And the Yud Gimel Midos and the psukim that we say with them correspond to the body of Shmona Esrei itself. And after that we say Vidui, and we have Nefilas Apayim, and we say Vanachnu Loneda, just as we would after Shmona Esrei and Shachris, after Shmona Esrei and Mincha. So it has the construction of a regular tefillah, and therefore we have, at the conclusion of the tefillah, we have a Kaddish Tiskabel. Now, as noted in the Gaonic times, the Slichas was only recited on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Tor brings down that the minhag in his time already was to say it, to start from the Saturday night or the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. Now, there are various reasons given to this. The idea is that there should be a minimum of 4 days. Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So it would only come out on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. So in a year like this year, where Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday, there are 4 days of slichas before. If Rosh Hashanah were to come out on Monday or Tuesday, then we would start slichas from the week before. So you could actually have a total of 7 days of slichas if it would come out, or actually it would be a total of 8 days of slichas. If it would come out on Tuesday, you'd recite slichas the entire week before, which would be 6 days, plus Sunday and Monday. If it comes out on Monday, there would be 7 days. But if it comes out on Thursday, there are 4 days. If it comes out on Shabbos, of course, there are 6 days. So the minimum is 4 days, and the idea is that there are 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And during those 10 days, there was a custom in the early times, there was a custom to fast all 10 days. However, there are 4 days that you can't fast. There are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, there's 1 day of Shabbat Shuva, and there's 1 day that is Erev Yom Kippur that you may not fast. So in order to make up for those 4 days, they would fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, and during those 4 days, they would say Slichas. That's one reason that's given. Another reason that's given is that by all the Musafim of all the Yom Tovim, the Torah says, V'hikraftem Ola, you should bring an Ola on the Mizbeach. However, on Rosh Hashanah it says, Vasisem Ola. And that means to say, Vasisem Ola, that you should make yourself into an Ola. Now, that means that you should make yourself fit to be brought as a carbon to Hashem. Carbon to Hashem, of course, has to be free of all blemishes. Now, blemishes on an animal are physical blemishes. Our blemishes are not physical blemishes. They are spiritual blemishes, and those are our averis, our sins. And we have to, just as an animal that was brought on the Mizbeach was checked for blemishes for 4 days prior to bringing the carbon, we also have to check ourselves from blemishes and remove all our averis, in other words, to repent for all our averis for at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. And those 4 days are the 4 days that we say slichas. An additional reason is given, and that reason is that on Chafei Elul, the 25th day of Elul was the day that the creation started. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei, that's the day that man was created. However, the beginning of creation was on Chafei Elul, and that's the day that we begin saying slichas if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday. Now, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on any other day, if it comes out on Shabbos, we still begin on Sunday because Sunday is the set day to start. Now, the optimal period of time during the day to say slichas is called the Ashmoras HaBoker, which is the night is divided up into three mishmoras, three shifts, as it were, three parts. The last part of the night, it says that Hashem travels through 18,000 worlds during the night, and during the last third of the night, He travels through our world, through Olam Hazeh. That time is the time when the prayers are accepted better. It's the optimal time to pray, to say supplication, to say slichas. So that's really the time. Normally, you know, when you find slichas mentioned in halacha, it was always mentioned that you say it in Ashmoras HaBoker, you say it early in the morning. Not after sunrise. It was always before sunrise, and a lot is said halacha about what you're supposed to do about Birkas HaTorah and about Birkas HaShachar, which we will not go into now, but those were all questions that were brought up because Slichas was recited when it was still nighttime. It was before the light of day. Whether you can say Slichas before Chatzos, before midnight, or whether you can say slichas after daybreak is a topic mentioned. The Aruch HaShulchan actually mentions that if you're not fasting, and it says in the slichas mentions fasting, you should change it. You should say a tefillah instead of tzom because you should be honest in your prayers. If you're not davening in Ashmoras HaBoker, you should also change that because you're not davening that early. It doesn't seem to be the custom to do that. However, that is something to bear in mind about when you consider the time that you'll be praying slichas. Now, slichas, as we mentioned, starts on the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, this coming Matzi Shabbos, will be the time that we begin saying slichas. The custom is the first night to say it, right after Chatzos, right after midnight, the middle of the night. So let's go through the Slichas. Slichas starts with Ashrei, as we mentioned, and then there's the Chatzi Kaddish. After that is L'cha Hashem Atzdaka. At the beginning, we say, L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, to you Hashem is righteousness, V'lanu Boshes Aponim. To us is embarrassment. We always pray, we never pray on our own merit. Probably our own merit is not much to pray for, but even we find that the Avos, the patriarchs, never asked for anything on their own merit. They always said that their merit, like Yaakov Avinu said, "Katonti mikol ha'chasadim," I'm belittled, I'm humbled by all the kindness that Hashem did to me that I don't deserve. So that's the way that we approach Hashem. L'cha Hashem etzdakav l'anu b'shas aponim. To you is righteousness, to us is embarrassment. Manis onen. What can we say? Manomer, manadaber. What can we plead? Manis daduk. What can we show our righteousness with? Nachmes adrachenu v'nachara. The only thing we can do is to search out our ways and search our actions. V'nashuva elecha. And to repent to you, to return to you, kimincha pshuta l'kabel shavim, because you have the midah that your hand is outstretched to accept repentant people. Lo b'chesed v'lo b'masim banu l'fanecha. We don't come to you with kindnesses, with masim tovim. Kidalu m'churoshim dafagnu d'lasecha. We knock on your door like paupers and beggars. D'lasecha dafagnu rachim v'chanu. We knock on your door, merciful one, and kind one. Nal tishivenu rekam mulfanecha. Please don't return us empty from before you. Please answer our prayers. Mulfanecha malkeinu rekam al tishivenu. Don't return us empty, our king. Kiatar shomei tefila, because you hear the prayers of Yisrael. Now, after that, there's a whole collection of psukim that come from Tehillim and Tanakh that speak about the greatness and the kindness of Hashem. And at the end, there's a very heart-rending plea. Hanesham alach, the soul is yours, v'aguf palach, and the body is your handiwork. Chusalam alach, please have mercy on your handiwork. Hanesham alach, v'aguf shalach, the soul is yours and the body is yours. Hashem aselam anshmecha, Hashem, please do for the honor of your name. Asanu al shimcha Hashem. We come for the honor of your name, Hashem. Aseilu man shemecha. Bavur kvod shimcha. Because of the honor of your name. Ki kelchanun v'racham shemecha. Because you are a God who is kind and merciful. Laman shimcha Hashem. For the sake of your name. V'salachta lavoneinu. Please forgive our sins. Ki ravu. Now, we always beseech Hashem for the sake of his name. Because Hashem's name, first of all, it's an embarrassment to Hashem, as it were, if the people, the Jews who he calls his name on, who are known as the nation of Hashem, if they would be punished. So, for the respect of Hashem's name, we pray for the kavod of Hashem, for the kavod Hashchina, that he shouldn't punish us and he should forgive us. Also, another attribute, another reason why it's covered for Hashem's name is because it shows Hashem's greatness in that he is able to forgive us. It's the greatness of Hashem, you know, a king, a mighty king, when people rebel against him, he punishes them. It takes a very great, merciful king to be able to have mercy and not punish them, to be able to forgive them and pardon them. Now, we start with a piyut. Now, these piyutim that start over here in the beginning, there's a construction of the slichas. Normally the slichas we say with before Rosh Hashanah would start at this point with Kel Erech Apayim. The slichas we say for Aseres Yimei Tshuva usually have some piyutim before Kel Erech Apayim, and the first night it takes on the construction of the slichas of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So we start the first piyut, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Now, any time a piyut does not begin with Hashem's name, it's brought down in halacha to always say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu at the beginning. In other words, that each piyut should start with Hashem's name. So we start Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Eich niftach pe lefanecha. How can we open our mouth before you? Dar mesuchim. Hashem who dwells in the heavens. Be'elu panecha nishbach sichim. With what kind of faith, be'elu pan, what kind of faith do we have, nishbach sichim, to pour out our prayers? Ga'alnu nisivosecha, we fouled your paths, hayisharim v'anachochim, that are straight and proper. Davaknu b'soevos, we connected ourselves with abominations, of masim zenuchim, and bad masim. Halachnu acharei masos shavim aduchim, we went after false prophets. V'ikshinu oref, and we stiffened our neck. V'yasnu mitzachim, and we emboldened our forehead. Za'amta b'shalonu, you became angry at us. And destroyed Beis Mishkanos Miftachim Chariv. You destroyed the Beis Hamikdash when we found refuge. Upas Reich Nichochim, and the Karbonus, they gave off the Reich Nichoch, they gave off a favorable scent, are gone. Toradu v'Tultalu, they were chased out and exiled. Kohanim Meshuchim, the anointed Kohanim. Yodei Erech Olus Uzvachim, who know how to bring the Karbonus to Hashem. Kama Yisartanu Al Yidei Tzirim Ushluchim, how much were we warned through messengers and emissaries, in other words, through the prophets? Lo Ikshavnu L'shmo L'mochichim, we didn't listen, we didn't heed the call of those who rebuked us. Me'oz V'ar'ata, from then until now, Anu Nidachim were pushed away, we were pushed into exile. Neragim, we were killed, Nishchatim, were slaughtered, V'nitbachim, and were again slaughtered, Nishchatim, V'nitbachim are two expressions of being slaughtered. Soradnu Mesei Ma'at, Ben Kotzim Kisuchim, we've been left as a very few, between sharp thorns. Einenu Kolos, B'limitzo Revachim, and our eyes long out without finding any respite. Parche Amcha, those who enslave your nation, Asher Label Shochachim, that bow to idols. Sefer Va'erev, in the morning and the evening, Lama Matzlichim, why are they successful? Kamim Lamulcha, and they come opposite you, Ne'atzos Sochachim, and they express abominations. They say, Ritzusim, v'ma'atem botchim, you, Ritzusim, you broken nation, on who are you, who do you rely on? In other words, they're opposing God, they're telling us, what kind of God do you rely on, who lets you be so downtrodden? Shochen ad v'kadosh, the Hashem who dwells forever, and is holy. Tzvei be'el bananuchim. Look and see the embarrassment of those who sigh. T'muchim alecha, who rely on you, v'chamus achim, and lean on you. V'naros yimincha nivashel nitzachim, in the wonders of your right hand, we should be saved forever. K'al rechamecha rabim anu v'tuchim, because on your great mercy, we rely. K'al rechamecha rabim anu v'tuchim, which again, we rely on your great mercy. V'altzid kosecha anu nishanim, we lean on your righteousness. V'lislichosecha anu mekavim, we long for your forgiveness. V'lishuoscha anu mitzapim, and we look forward for your salvation. Atahu melech oiv tzedakos mikedem, you're the king who loves righteousness from before. Maver avonos amo, you wipe away the sins of your nation. Avonos refer to sins that are done intentionally. Umeser chatos yireyev, and you take away the chatos. The chatos are sins that are done unintentionally. You take away the sins of those who fear you. Koris bris l'rishonim, you make a covenant with the early ones, in other words, with the fathers, with the avos, with the patriarchs, and mekayim shvu l'achronim, and you fulfill your oath to the later ones, in other words, to the children. Atu she'iradata banan kvodecha la Har Sinai, you're the one who came down in your cloud of glory to Har Sinai. Vereis hadarkei tufcha l'Moshe avdecha, and you showed the ways of your goodness to Moshe, your servant. In other words, here we start describing the event when Hashem showed Moshe and taught Moshe the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. He taught him the 13 attributes of mercy. And it says that Hashem came down and he was Nisatef B'talos K'Shliach Tzibur. He wrapped himself in a talus like a Shliach Tzibur, and he said that whenever Klal Yisrael is in a tzaras, whenever they're having trials and tribulations, they should do Kiseder Hazeh in this order. In other words, they should go and wrap themselves in a talus, and they should fast and daven, and they should say these 13 attributes of mercy. And he promised that they will never return empty; they'll always be answered. So we're saying now that you came down to Har Sinai and you taught your ways of goodness to Moshe. V'archos chasadecha gilisulo. You showed him the path of kindness, v'odato, and you let him know, kata kel racham v'chanan. You let him know, and these are some of the attributes of mercy, that you are the Hashem who is merciful and benevolent, erech apayim, long to anger, rav chesed, and full of chesed. We'll discuss that soon. Umar belahetiv, and you always do good to others. You lead the entire world with your attribute of mercy. V'chein, it says in the Torah, Vayomer, Hashem said, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, I'll show all my goodness to your face. V'karasi b'shem Hashem lefanecha, I'll call in the name of Hashem before you. V'chanosi es asher ochon, I'll favor those who I favor. V'richamdi es asher arachim, and I'll have mercy on those on who I wish to have mercy. Okay, now we come to Keler HaChapayim, which is the introduction to the 13 Midos. Keler HaChapayim Atur, you are the God who is slow to anger, Ubala Rachamim the Great, and you're called the Master of Mercy. Viderach Tshuva Reisa, and you taught the way of repentance. Gedulas Rachamecha V'chasadecha, the greatness of your mercy and kindness, Tizkar Hayom, you should remember today, Uvachol Yom, and every day, Lezeri Didecha, to the children of your friends. In other words, to the children of the patriarchs. Tefen Eleinu Barachman, please turn to us with mercy. Ke'atahu Balarachman, because you're the Master of Mercy. Besachnan uvusvila panecha nekadem, with supplications and prayer, we will meet your face. In other words, we will pray to you. Ke'odat alanav mikadem, as you notified the modest one, Moshe Rabbeinu, before Mecharan, and that stops the sentence. Mecharan, shuv, another request. Please turn back from your anger. Kimbab b'sarascha kasuv, as it says in your Torah. Uvetzel kenefecha nechsev v'neslonan, in the shade of your wings, we should take refuge. Kiyom v'yered Hashem be'anan, like the day when Hashem came down in His cloud of glory. Tavra al pesha, gloss over our rebellious sins. V'simcha asham, and wipe away, erase our guilt. Kiyom v'yisyatzi v'mosham, like the day when Hashem stood with Moshe there. Tazen shavaseinu, listen to our cries. V'sakshiv menu ma'amar, and listen to our pleas. Kiyom, like the day, v'yikra b'shem Hashem, that Hashem called out in the name of Hashem. In other words, he called out, v'yikra b'shem Hashem, he called out in the name, he called Hashem, the name Yudke Vavke, v'sham nemar. And there it says, v'yavar Hashem alpana v'yikra. Hashem passed over his face, he passed over his anger, and he called out. Now here we come to the 13 attributes of mercy. Hashem, Hashem. It says Hashem, Hashem twice. It says Hashem, who is Hashem before the chet, before we sin. Before we sin, Hashem gives us power to be able to live. He gives us life. He gives us sustenance. He gives us movement in all our limbs. They all work. And we're a functioning human being. And we're able to do, we have the choice, we have Bechira Chavshis, to be able to do sin if we so please. And He still gives us all we need to be able to sin against Him. So He's merciful before we sin, that He sustains us. And Hashem, he's a merciful one after the sin, because you would think that after the sin, we don't have any, why should Hashem give us health? Why should he give us movement of our limbs? Why should he sustain us? But that's the attribute of mercy, that he still sustains us afterwards, and he gives us a chance to be able to repent. Kael, Hashem is the one, the only one who can sustain life. Nobody else gives life to anybody, only Hashem. Rachum, God is merciful, that even when he punishes the sinner, he doesn't wipe him out, he doesn't kill him, he punishes him. That punishment should be able to be payment for the sin, but he doesn't kill him for the sin. Chanun, Hashem is gracious, and even to people who are undeserving, because Chanun comes from a lashon of chinam, which means nothing. It means for free. That Hashem gives us kindness for free, because even if we don't deserve it, He still gives us kindness. Erech Apayim is long to anger. Doesn't come angry quickly. He gives us a chance to repent. V'rav Chesed, Hashem is generously kind. In other words, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that He's Matei Chesed Klapei Chesed. That if the scale is equal and the sins and the mitzvahs are weigh the same, Hashem removes the first sin so in order that the scale should be able to tip in favor of the mitzvahs. Ve'emes, Hashem is truth. Hashem, it says, Chosamo shel Hashem emes, the stamp of Hashem is truth. Hashem always keeps His word. There's no word of Hashem that goes back empty. Whatever Hashem says, he keeps. If there's a reward that comes to somebody, he's going to be rewarded, even if he's a sinner. But if he did some good deed, he'll still receive the reward. Notzer chesed la'alafim. He guards a person's merits for 2,000 years. For 2,000 generations, he will still pay back for a mitzvah that a person does. He'll pay back to the descendants. But for Avera, Hashem is nose avon. Hashem carries, in other words, he's slow to pay back for an oven, which is a intentional sin, or pesha, which is a rebellious sin, or a chata, which is an unintentional sin. For all those things, he will hold back, and he'll, for four generations, he'll be able to hold back from paying back the punishment that comes to those people. But the good is 500 times more than the bad, because Hashem pays back the good for 2,000 generations, pays back the bad only for four generations. Vinake, and he'll entirely cleanse a person if he repents. But it also says afterwards, lo yinake, vinake, lo yinake. Vinake to those who, nake l'shavim, to those who repent, Hashem cleans out their averus, and lo yinake to those who don't repent. Okay, so those are the 13 attributes of mercy that are really the focal point of the slichas. Now, after that, we say a set of psukim. Now, the psukim, normally, the piyutim were composed to be able to correspond to the psukim that are said, which were the instituted by the Gaonim to say. If you examine the psukim, many times you can see that they are very similar to the piyut that comes afterwards. Okay, let's look at the piyut, because the psukim are psukim. The next piyut that we say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. The theme of this piyut is mostly that there's nobody in our generation who's able to stand up and be our advocate to Hashem, to be able to daven to Hashem and save us. We're left as an orphan generation, and we have nobody to be able to rebuke us, to show us the way to serve Hashem, the way to repent, and therefore we throw ourselves on Hashem's mercy, and we pray to Him to please save us and forgive our sins and grant us a good year. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, ein mi yikra b'tzedek. There's nobody to call out with righteousness. Ish tov nimshal kechedek. A good person, even the best person in our generation, is compared to a thorn. And why is he compared to a thorn? Besides that, a thorn is sort of a poor type of plant, but it's something that you can't, there's no shade, it doesn't give any shade. See, you can't take refuge in the shade of this tzaddik, because even though he's a tzaddik in our generation, he doesn't compare to the tzaddikim in previous generations. Bakesh rachmim bad shchukei hadik. There's nobody to ask for mercy for those who are shchukei hadik, who are beat to a pulp. Bishum panim ein bedik. There's nobody to be able to find who would be able to advocate for us. Gever tamim v'navar afas. A whole and righteous person, or navar, who is clean, bar levav, who is clean of heart, afas is gone. Gamar chasid, the pious ones are finished. V'tzadik nirpas, and the righteous ones are gone. Dar ani bavono nitpas. The poor generation is caught in its sin. Drachav lahagit miyuchupas. Who can tell us what way to go? In other words, who can instruct us on how we should conduct ourselves? Hosafnu b'chataenu chema lahavir. We added on with our sins anger to burn. Hamisnadvim kivnei bayis lahavir, and they even reached those who are misnadvim kivnei bayis. They volunteer as members of the household of Hashem. In other words, righteous ones who are just like the members of the household of Hashem, lahafir, to open their mouths in prayer. Umayatzar karach ravitzar, what will help the power of the great or the small, vidui upelel lekadosh va'ir, to be able to even have the merit to be able to say vidui or pelel or davin lekadosh va'ir to Hashem, who is holy and always awake. Zachaldi va'ira, I trembled and I fear, ba'ad machan, for the camp of Yisrael, zak lechavos, in other words, I have trepidation even to express a tefillah zak, which from the lashon of zaak, of screaming, which is one of the types of prayer. Lechoger uvochen, to Hashem who searches our souls. Chaser chesed v'yitur tzachan, we are missing kindness. We don't have any masim tovim. V'yitur tzachan, and we have much bad masim, much putrid type of actions. Chein eich emsa b'sachan, how can I find kindness in my supplication? Tov l'karecha b'nefesh rav. Hashem is good to those who call out to Him with all their soul. Tarcham neso, please carry their busyness. In other words, please carry and have patience for their sins. Ulachal kal yavim, give them sustenance. Yikach astecha ala yurhav, your precious kindness, please bestow upon us. Yan koli, answer my voice. Lahazin ba'ahav, to hear our prayers with love. Kahagun midos, like somebody who has proper midos, proper character traits. Uvesvila sholem, and who is an expert in davening, in tefillah. Kizakin v'rogel, like an elder and somebody who's fluent in the prayers. V'lo kagolem, and not like a fool. Please, in other words, we're asking to be considered like a hagun midos, like somebody who has good midos and is expert in prayer, elder. We should be considered negdecha diki mili kalim, opposite you, to accept our prayers and not be embarrassed with not having our prayers accepted. L'Rav Chassi Zachra Rachamecha Me'esalim, to our Ravchus, in other words, give us respite, give us revach, and remember us forget your mercy. Merubim Sarchenu, our needs are great. Ve'en lehe'amer, and they can't be listed. Mikotze Dea, because of our lack of intellect. Me'rov Memer, and the greatness of our bitterness. Negdecha kol yotzer chomer, but to you, everything is known. Yotzer chomer, who formed our chomer, our raw material. You formed us from the raw material into a person. You know all our needs. Noig v'roa, you are our leader and our shepherd. Tzel v'shomer, our shade and our guard. Saradnu kisaron, we're left like a kisaron har bedudenu. We're left like a lone tree on a mountain. Sechiyu umos husam kvodenu, our kavod, our respect, our honor has been turned to embarrassment. Anenu, please answer us. Usenenu michya b'shibudenu, and give us sustenance in our enslavement. Odlam in yoncha bakesh avodenu, and still to our minion, to our counting of people, bakesh avodenu, the search for those who are lost from us. In other words, please do not let anybody be lost from our numbers. Pigias nige toch chasecha shvutim, the Bnei Yisrael who are punished with your rod of punishment, pizurim perudim, they're spread out and they're separated, uvagayim avudim, and they're punished by the goyim. Safne bisukcha, please shelter them in your sukkah. Meirivu shvatim, from arguments and punishment. Svias tefarticha lama mabatim, they look forward to your glory, to be able to see your glory. Kol kochacha lahav chotzev, the your strong voice quarries fire. Ketzev tov, you apportion out good. V'chilufo chotzev, and you also apportion out the opposite, which is bad. Re'echa dovkim, because in other words, we're coming to a time of judgment where you're going to apportion out good and bad. Re'echa dovkim b'kol otzev, your friends, Klal Yisrael, are knocking on the door with a sad voice. Ritzos nidvasam v'kirbam hisyatzev, to accept their supplication and to stand among them. Shoktim b'tzom, they persevere with fasting. Libam lachnia, and in order to humble their hearts, which you know it says that. That the fast is not the main thing. We read in the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. It's not the fast. It's the breaking of the heart. It's the humbling of the heart. So we say that we persevere in fast in order to humble our heart. Sha'ona mizam, your multitudes from anger, b'chadarecha tatznia, shelter in your inner room. Tovim belachash, they daven, they ask in a quiet voice. Safalaniya, and they move their lips. Tavosam, their altamniya, please don't hold back their request. Shimcha Elokim Chaim Isbar, your name, Hashem, is one that reflects that you want life, you want us to live. So l'chaim tovim imcha nishar, we should be left from you with life. You should leave us with life. You should inscribe us for life. Mekar chayim imcha misbar, the source of life flows from you. Misbar is from a lashon of be'er, of a well. The source of life flows from you. Habita, please look upon us. Vanenu, and answer us. Veinenu hayar, and light up our eyes. In other words, please give us hope. Then again, we come to the second set of Yud Gimel Midos. And this time we don't say Kel Rechafayim, we say Kel Melech Yoshev. Kel Melech, Hashem is the all-powerful King, Yoshev El Kisei Rachamim, who sits on the throne of mercy. misnaig v'chasidus, and he conducts himself with kindness. Mochel avonos amo, and he forgives the avonos, again, the intentional sins of his nation. Mavir rishon rishon, as we said before, that he takes the first avera off of the scale in order to be able to tip it towards the mitzvahs. So he takes the rishon rishon, the first avera, marba mechila l'chataim, he gives a great amount of forgiveness to those who sin, uslicha l'poshim, and slicha, which is a greater degree of forgiveness, because it's needed, a greater degree of forgiveness is needed, l'poshim, that have the rebellious averas. Osit tzedakah im kol basar v'ruach, he does kindness and righteousness with all basar v'ruach. Basar is our bodies, our physical self, v'ruach, and our spiritual part, our souls. Lo k'rasim tigmol, and he doesn't pay back to them as they did bad. He doesn't pay back the bad that they did. Kel, the all-powerful one, horeisa lanu lomar shlosh esrei, you taught us to say the 13 attributes of mercy. Uzzachar lanu hayom bris shlosh esrei, please remember to us today the covenant that you made with Hashem, with Moshe, over the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Kodad lanu mikedem, as you notified, as you taught Moshe from before, k'moshe kosev, as it says, v'yir Hashem be'an, Hashem came down in a glorious cloud, v'yisatzev v'imashom, he stood with him there, v'yigra b'shem, and he called out in the name, in other words, he called out, saying out the name Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the attribute of mercy. And again, we say the Yud Gimel Midos, and again, we say Kerachim Av, and then we go into the next piyut. The next piyut, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Tavol Fanecha Shavas Chinon. Our shouts should come before you. Shava is again a lashon of tefillah. Our tefillah should come before you. Tihina aznecha kasheves tachanun. Your ears should hear our supplication. Shema Hashem Tzedek, please listen to our righteousness. Hakshiva Rinan, listen to our prayers. Shar me sharim, umale me rinan. Look at our righteous actions and avert your eyes from our sins. Rosh laharim nechlamnu boshnu. To raise our head, we're embarrassed. Reach nirdenu kihivashnu, because our good smell became rancid. Kilkalnu yusharim. V'sarashibashnu, we ruined the righteous ways, and we adulterated the Torah. Karka panenu v'chein kavashnu. Therefore, we have to hide our face in the earth. Tsaru matzuk mikol tzad, trials and tribulations from all sides. Tzoni dacha me'ein mitzad, we're lost sheep without any shelter. Panali min, we turn to the right, vayigzar matzad, and we're hit with a decree of matzad is an axe. Pachad mismal, and we have fear from the left, vitzayit hatzad, and we're hunted. Einecha rost, your watchful eyes, tiena pekuchos, should be open. Oni v'inoy mitzaras hamasuchos, to see the poverty and the afflictions that we have from all our terrible tzaras. Sefed larina, from mourning to joy, laritzei teichachas, from rebuke, from punishment to goodwill, sabos vahapoch, turn, in other words, turn from mourning to joy, and turn from punishment to goodwill, bidrachecha nechachas, with your righteous ways. Nutanu bavoneinu l'shvilu visa. We were given from our sins to capture and shame. Nachnu us lachenu, our kings v'chaneinu, and our kohanim levuza are ashamed. Merum nechbados v'ava aza, from a great respect and a strong love. Migardel aris l'shamu l'iza. We went from there. From the great respect and the strong love, we went to be pushed to the earth and to be desolate and destroyed. Lochilinu panecha lahabil tchina. We sinned. We deserved it because we didn't beseech your faith to pray our supplications. Lahaskil b'mitcha to understand your truth. Me'alos tzachna, because our averus held us back. Kalinu kistom bishval kalatachna kimat rega. We were almost destroyed like Sodom because of the shval kolatachna, because the sound of the mill stopped. In other words, the Torah is compared to a mill that it's always grinding, it's always working. There's always a chiddush in Torah. There's always more Torah to be learned, and we stopped that the sound of the mill. We stopped learning Torah. So because of that, we almost were wiped out, just like Sodom. Lule techina, except for your mercy. Yesar apleta lahashir chasta, the leftovers of the leftover, you had mercy and left and left. In other words, the few that were left after all the destruction, was left in with the mercy of Hashem. Yaseid v'gadir tata v'chinasta, you gathered us into a strong place, into the Beis HaMikdash, and tiltaltanu k'neged sholosh ma'asta, but we were sent away because of the three averos that of Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and Gilui Arayos that we did not honor. We didn't keep those mitzvahs. Tiras kosef b'glalenu rimasta, and therefore you destroyed the Tiras Kosef, our beloved Beis HaMikdash. Chaval chaval no mal limal. We sinned and we rebelled. Chubal no me'ol el ol, and therefore we were sent from one yoke to another, from one serving one nation to serving another nation. Zachar tzivisa b'li legal. Please remember that you said that even when we go into Golus, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosam, I will not have disgust for them. I will not push them aside. So please remember, believe legal. Please remember that promise. Zeruim lekabes. Please gather in those who are spread out. Uvam livol, and again become our master and our protector. That achrei kol abo, and you after everything that came, vade v'tzadik v'lonu hadiva. You certainly the tzadik. You're certainly correct, and with us is the wrong. We were wrong. Hayom k'me'oz b'li siba, just today, just like then when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, without any change. Hinnu l'fanecha b'ashma rabba. We're before you with great guilt. Dalas am, the poor of the nation, lekeles v'cheref, they're given over to embarrassment. Techufim, sechufim, they're pushed away and trampled. Nesunim l'teref, and they're ripped apart. Golus v'shibud, b'nisayin v'tzeref, they're sent to exile and subjugation with all kinds of tests and purification. Galgal v'chesed l'slicha v'tzeref, take all those punishments and turn with your chesed, with your kindness, to be able to be forgiven because of that. Berachamecha od bervosa idim, with your great mercy, still as time goes on, bechani vasheya, will be saved by you, kaim vashatim. You'll the fact that we'll be saved by you, you should that promise that we had to be saved by Hashem, you should fulfill. And you should save us. Elam erachak yavo kidim. Those from far away should come in pairs. Elam mitzafon, and others should come from the north. Umitzim v'kidim, and from sim and kidim, which are different places. Shalcha heim avadecha v'amecha. They are your servants and your nation. Labev kimei kedem animecha, and love them again as in the old days. Mashchenu acharecha. Take them, pull them after you. Simenu b'rishumecha. Put them in your list in the, between those who are listed for life. Hakol chafetzim liyar shemechem, because all of us want to fear your name. All of us want to do good. Hakadon le'elef gadol ruchumenu, from the small one, you should multiply thousands times over in your mercy. Vatsayer legoy lahatzim bisrumenu, and the young one, you should make into a nation, into a strong nation within our boundaries. In other words, back in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Yachad b'chol tzidkosech l'rachamenu, yoshav na'abcha usnachamenu. Please return your anger from us. Turn away from your anger and have mercy on us. Okay, this completes the second piyut. Now we come to the pizmon, which is recited first by the chazan and then by the kohal. The motzoi menucha kidamnucha tchila, and the exit of your menucha in motzoi Shabbos kidamnucha tchila. We come to you with our tefillah. Had aznecha mimorim yoshev tefillah. Please bend your ear to us from above, Hashem who listens to our tefillah. L'shmo el arina vel tefillah. Bend your ear to be able to hear our arina and our tefillah. Arina is also a level of tefillah. Estimin oz or lasas chayil. Wake up your hand, in other words, be mezarez your hand to do strength and to be able to fight over those who prosecute us. Betzedek nekad, because of the righteousness of nekad, of the one who was nekad, who had the akedah, who was tied on the mizbeach, that was Yitzchak. V'nishcha tmura ayil, and in his place was slaughtered a ram. Ginona gizo, have mercy on his bark. Geza is a bark, which the idea is that bark always regenerates. So we are the geza of Yitzchak. We are the regeneration. We are the generations of Yitzchak. We're the children, the offspring of Yitzchak. So ginona gizo. Please have mercy on his descendants. Bizakosam bod layel, when they scream to you when it's still night. Lishmol arina vela tefila, to hear their prayers and supplications. Tiroshna darshecha, please search and have mercy on those who search for you, who long for you. Bidarshan panecha, when they beseech your face. Hidarish lama mishneimo necha, have mercy on them from the shamayim, from the level of heaven that's called Ma'ona. There are seven heavens and Ma'ona is one of them. Ulashavas chinunam al talimaz necha, and to the cries of their supplication, don't avert your ear. Lishmo larina velatvila, to listen to their prayers and supplications. Here is a very, very, emotional, part. Zochalim v'roadim miyom bo'echa. They tremble and they fear from the day of your coming. We fear from the Yom HaDin. Cholim k'mavkira. They're sick just as a woman who's in labor with her first child. Me'eres masa'echa. From the anger that you have when you come to rule over the world. Tinufa mechena. Please erase their tinuf, their dirt. In other words, erase their averos. V'yodu filecha, and they should thank you for your wonders. Okay, the lishmalarina velatvila. Yotzer ata l'chol yitzir notzer. You are the creator for anything that was created. Konanta me'oz teref l'chol tzamimetzer. In other words, since you're the creator, you also, you instituted from us, in other words, from all the way back at the beginning of the world, teref, a cure, lechaltza mimetza, to be able to pull them out of a tight spot. In other words, you instituted from the beginning of the world that there's such a thing as a lechonanam chinam me'otzer hamenutza, that there's a certain treasure that Hashem has, and that treasure is where He pulls out zechusim, where he pulls out merit for those who don't have any merit. So we're asking that you, Konanta Meos Herif L'chalsa Mimetz, so you created this cure to be able to pull people out of their tight spots, L'chonam Chino Meotzer HaMenutzer, to be able to give them gratuitously merit from your guarded treasure. Now it says there's a medrash in Shmos Rabbah. It says that Ra Moshe Rabbeinu Otzer Godel. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a great treasure. Amar, he said, HaOtzer Hazeh Shel Mihu. Who does this treasure belong to? Amar Leisa, Hashem told him, Mishi Yeshlo Ani Nosin Lo Mischara. Somebody who has merit, I give him from his merit. Mishi Einlo Ani Yosin Lo Bechinam. V'Nosin Lo Mizeh. Somebody who doesn't have merit, I give him for free. I give him for nothing. I give him from this treasure. So we're praying that Hashem should give us from this treasure for those who don't have any merit. If the sins of your congregation are so high, they're piled so high, please cure them, or please strengthen them. May otzar hamuchan bizvulecha, from this treasure that you have in the heavens, the level of heaven that's called zvul. It's again one of the seven heavens. Adecha lachon chinam ba'melecha, because they come to you to be able they're coming to you to be able to be favored for free, to be able to be favored gratuitously, not in the merit of their mitzvahs, because they don't have that merit. They're coming to be able to have the merit of that treasure that from where people without merit can be saved. Please look at our trials and tribulations, and don't look at our sins. Tzadik tzorakecha, be matzdik, exonerate those who call out to you, who scream out to you. Mafli plos, the one who does wonders. K'shov nachinunam, listen to their supplications. Elokim Hashem svokos. L'shmol arina velatvila. Okay, Ritzei asirasam ba'amdam balelos. Listen to their tefillos as they stand up at night, as they get up in the middle of the night to daven. She'ena v'ratzon, accept it with goodwill. K'karban kol v'olos, just as a carbon, as if it would be a carbon that's completely burnt, that's an ola, that's a carbon ola. Tarim nisecha, show them your nisim. In other words, if Hashem can forgive us, that's a nes. Show them your wonders. Osi gedolos, the one who does gedolos. L'shmol arina velatfilan, listen to their supplications and prayers. Then we say again, Kel Melech with the Yud Gimel Midos. And then there's a whole collection of psukim, which now we're in the phase, again, the just as Levush says that the construction is just like Shemona Esrei. So just like Shemona Esrei, we say Shemona Esrei, and then we ask Hashem to accept our prayers. So this is the phase that we're asking Hashem to accept our prayers. We say all these psukim, that asking Hashem to remember His rachamim, to remember His mercy, and all these psukim that describe how Hashem says He won't destroy us in galus, how He'll forgive us and do away with our sins. And then we say responsively Shema Koleinu, and all those psukim. And then we go to Vidui, where we say Vidui three times. And then we go to Ashamnu Mikol Am. Between each vidui, we say this piyut. Ashamnu Mikol Am, we're more guilty than any nation. Boshnu Mikol Dar, we're more embarrassed than any generation. Galam Imenu Masos, all joy has been pushed away from us. Davar Libenu Bechateinu, our hearts are worried with our sins. Huchba Livuyenu, all our longed for, which is the Beis Hamikdash, has been destroyed. Vinifra Peirenu, our Peir, our glory has been destroyed. Zvul Beis Mikdashenu, Chara Bavonenu, our Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed with our sins. Through Aseinu Haisel Hashama, our capital, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yofi Ad Maseinu L'Zarim, the beauty of our territory went to strangers. Kochenu L'Nochrim, our power went to Goyim. V'adayin Lo Shavnu Mito Aseinu, we still didn't turn away from our mistakes. V'heich Noeth Paneinu, how can we embolden our faces, v'naksha arpeinu, and stiffen our necks? Lomel fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, v'elokei v'aseinu, to say before you, Hashem, the God of our God and the God of our fathers, that tzadikim anachnu v'lo chatanu, that we're righteous and we didn't sin. Aval anachnu v'avaseinu chatanu, but we and our fathers sinned again, is the vidui. Leinenu oshku amoleinu. To our eyes, our work, everything that we worked for was stolen from us. Mamushach amorat mimenu, it was plucked away from us. Nasnu ulam aleinu, they put their yoke upon us. Savalnu al shechmenu, we bore their yoke on our backs. Avadim mashluvanu, slaves ruled over us. Parak and miyadam, we couldn't get away from them. Tsaras rabas vavunu, and we were surrounded with many tsaras kiranucha Hashem Elokeinu, and we called to Hashem, rachakna mimenu bavanenu, but you didn't answer us because you were far away from us because of our sins. Shavnu meyacharecha, we turned away from you. Ta'inu vavadnu, we were lost. And we were lost. V'adayin lo shavnu v'taseinu, etc. Okay. Then here we say, Hirshanu ufashanu lachein lo noshanu. We were evil and rebellious, and therefore we weren't saved. V'sein b'libenu lazav derech resha. We ask Hashem to put in our hearts to abandon our evil ways. V'chish lanu yesha, and then speedily give us a salvation. As it says in the Nevi'im, Yazav Rosh Darko, Vishavin Machshavosav, the wicked one will leave his evil ways, and the sinner will leave his evil thoughts. Vishavin Hashem V'yachameu, he'll return to Hashem. Hashem will have mercy on him. Ve'lelokeinu ki'arbil usloch, and to Hashem, because he is merciful to forgive. Okay, well, the rest are these different piyutim that repeat many things and many ideas. Then we go to the Misha Ana, which is also, we ask Hashem who answered all of the Avos and the Nevi'im, he should answer us today. And then we say Tachnum, we say Nefilas Apayim. Now we come to some things that were mentioned that are said in Aramaic. Now, a person who is saying slichas without a minyan says that he should not say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. He should skip that. Likewise, all these things that are said in Aramaic are supposed to be skipped if they're said in without a minyan. What are they? Machi U'Masei, the one who afflicts and heals. Memus and Machaya kills and brings back to life. Masik min Sha'ol l'chay alma, who brings up from Gehenna, from Sha'ol, from hell, to eternal life. Bran kat chote avui laki. If a son sins, his father punishes him. Avui dechayis, but if his father has mercy on him, asei l'chayve. So he cures his wounds. He soothes his wounds. Avda demarid, if a slave rebels, nafik b'kolor, he goes out with its collar. This collar is a sign of somebody who's marked for death. But maritayev, if the master wants, v'saber kolori, he can break this collar and exonerate him. He can forgive him. So we tell Hashem, brach b'chruchanan, we are your eldest child. V'chatin kamach, and we sinned in front of you. Haravei nafshin begidin meroren, But we were already punished. Our souls were already punished with bitter punishments. Avda Hanan, we're your slave, Moridin Kamach, and we rebelled before you. Habavista, Habashivya, some are looted, some go into exile, and Habamalkiusa, and some are hit, in other words, they get physical afflictions. Bimaduminach, please, Virachamacht and Ephesian, with your great mercy, Asei Lecha'evin Diskofalan, soothe these wounds that are so strong upon us. Adlo Nehevi Gemira B'Shivya, so we shouldn't be destroyed in exile. Then we beseech the Malachim. This was a very controversial prayer, even though we see that it was brought down by Rav Amram Gon. He said that they said this prayer, Machnisei Rachamim. But in later generations, a big question was brought up, because in this prayer, we ask the Malachim, we ask the angels to bring our prayers to Hashem and lay them out before Him, so He should listen to them, and He should answer them. There's a Yerushalmi that says that we don't pray to Malachim; we only pray to Hashem. So therefore, there are those who say that this should be skipped. But as we saw, Rav Amram Gon brought down that in the academies of Surah and Humpedisa, this was said. Machnisei Rachamim, those who bring in the Rachamim, the prayers for mercy. Hachnisei Rachameinu lefnei Bala Rachamim. Bring in our prayers for mercy in front of the Master of Mercy. Mashmiei Tefillah, Hashmiei Tefillah, Seinu lefnei Shomei Tefillah. Those who bring Hashem to hear the Tefillos, they should have Hashem hear our Tefillos. Mashmiei Tzaaka, Hashmiu Tzaka, Seinu lefnei Shomei Tzaaka. Those who make Hashem hear our cries should bring our cries to Hashem. Machnisei Dima, those who bring in our tears, Hachnisu Dima Seinu lefnei Melech Misratze Bidmos. Bring our tears in front of the King who is willing, who listens to our tears. Hishtadlu, Zaharbu Tchinu Vakosha, lefnei Melech Kelram Venisa. Please work on our behalf and bring in a lot of supplication and prayers in front of the great and exalted King. Haskir lefanav, and remind him, Hashmir lefanav, and let him hear, Toru Maasim Tovim Shel Shochnei Ofer, the Torah and the Maasim Tovim of those who are already sleeping in the sand of those deceased, of those previous generations. Yizkar Avosim, he should remember the love of the Avos. V'chayezaram, and he should give life to their children. Shlotovat Sheiris Yaakov, that the remnant of Yaakov shouldn't be lost. Kitzonra Neman Hayilacherpa, because the sheep of the faithful shepherd went to disgrace. Yisrael Gai Echad, the Yisrael who is the one nation, Lamashal V'loshnina, is known as a mashal. In other words, people refer to us when they want to say, when they want to curse people, they refer to us. You should be cursed like the Jews, v'lishnina, and people are always spoken about. That doesn't have to be expounded on. We see the Jews are always in the news. Maher anenu elokei yishenu, please answer us quickly, the God of our salvation, of v'denu b'kol gzeres kashas, and redeem us from all evil decrees, v'ashir b'rachamecha rabim, Mashiach Tzidkach V'amach, and save us with your great mercy, your Mashiach and your nation. Okay, one last prayer that's in Aramaic. Maran Divishmaya, Father, the Master in Heaven, Lach Mischanenam, to you we cry out, Kivar Shivya Dimischanen L'Shavuye, like a captive who cries out to his captor. Kulam b'nei shivya b'chaspa misparkin. All people who are captives, they become redeemed with money. V'amach Yisrael b'rachmei v'sachnunei. but your nation Yisrael doesn't become redeemed with money. It becomes redeemed with rachamim and tachnunim, with prayers. Havlan she'ulten uvusin, give us our request, t'loneder rekam in kadamach, that we shouldn't be returned empty from before you. In other words, answer our prayers. Maran divishmaya, Master in heaven, lach mischanenan, ka'avdu demischanen lemorei, we supplicate ourselves to you like a slave that beseeches his master. Ashike anan, we are robbed. We're uvachashocha sharinan, and we sit in darkness. Merira nafshin me'aksin dinafishin, our souls are bitter from the many tsaras that we have. Chel lesban l'ratzuyach, we don't even have any strength to daven to you anymore. Moran, our master, avid bedil kayama digzarta imavasana, do for the promise that you promised our fathers. And the rest we say Shomer Yisrael just as we finish Tachnun every day. And that is Slichas. We hope and we pray that Hashem should be mekabel all our tefillos berachamim, and that we should all of Klal Yisrael should be inscribed for a Shana Tova Masuka, and everybody should have a Ksiva Chesima Tova.